Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 334. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
Here we are. We're back. It's awfully bright in here.
It feels brighter than usual.
Yeah. It looks, I guess we've been recording later in the day usually, so like on the camera, it looks hella different to me.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. Okay, there we go. It's out.
You had to get it out.
I didn't get to do the knee bend.
So, where do I start?
Oh, man.
Okay. Today I'm getting ready and I hear Bunny dying laughing and she's like, can I come in? I'm in the bathroom. Yeah, come in. She comes in with P's iPad. She's like, she was calling me to sign her into something. And she does that sometimes on certain games and shit. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, she don't know how to make it to where her password comes up.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I thought she was calling me in here for a game. And so she's telling me just sign in and I look and she's on a website.
You know what?
Applying to be a surrogate. There's pictures of babies. There's pictures of babies in utero. There's
she's like, this is what I'm doing when I get married. I'm married. I'm a bride. Next step is babies.
Bunny was crying, laughing, and she was like, I am not fucking.
She typed in Santana, bitch, in the fucking box.
She kept trying to register, and she's like, go through, and oh it's like God. Starting your journey as a surrogate. Yes, she's all up in the website, in the registration field. What are you fucking?
I love her. You guys have no idea. I love her so much.
She's telling Bunny, like, just log in. Don't ask no questions. Like, just log in.
Don't look at my shit. Nosy ass.
Just fucking, all I asked you to do was sign in.
Not tell mommy what I'm doing with my life.
Fucking God. Starting her journey.
She's ready.
As a surrogate.
Well, good for her helping out others.
She's ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous.
There's a video we posted on Patreon of her from yesterday. Oh my, I had
being an old woman
tears. I had tears watching it, like full on belly laughs because dude,
it's a nice glimpse of
into
her
that 65 year old soul, bro.
Yes,
like,
yes,
for sure. Like you could see Agatha come out. It's fabulous.
It's true. Yeah.
Oh God, it's so funny. You got to get on Patreon if you're not.
She was just like going in and I was like, hold on, like let me just hit record because this shit, I already knew it was going to be some dumb shit.
Oh, and then it just got better. You couldn't even have predicted that one.
No. She's an old woman, a feisty old woman, for sure.
Donna Mae, is that Dawn. You?
Yeah.
No, for real. Also, her hair looks so good.
Thank you.
You did a good job. Did you watch the tutorial or you just fucking winged it?
I followed a bunch of like braiding pages and shit that show like stitch braids and flat twists and all kind of shit. Like new styles, like, yeah, you know, current updated styles. I followed a bunch of pages. So I had did like half head on her before. Like I think around Christmas, yeah, she had a half head of those. And so when we had Lonnie the other day, Lonnie had stitch braids straight to the back. And so P's was like, can you do my hair like Lonnie's? And I was like, perfect. I can have you sit while I try something else out.
What are those called?
Two strand twists.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
I like the box part.
Flat twists. They call them a couple different things. Flat twists, two strand twists. Yeah.
They're so, it looks so good on her. Oh, she's, when I said, oh, mama did a good job. I love your hair. She was like,
I have pictures of her hella posing today after she got dressed. She's ridiculous, making faces. But she sat really good. She likes getting her hair done. So it's a nice bonding time. Aww. Yeah.
It's like breastfeeding for hair.
It's like breastfeeding without the molestation. It is. It's a healthier way to bond. Just kidding.
You know we're fucked up.
Just kidding.
No, we're fucked up.
Last night I cooked. I've been like trying different things, and there's this what is the shit called? It's a sauce. an Asian. I think it's Chinese.
By the way, it's okay.
What are you talking
about?
The
thing that I asked before we started, the appointment.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? My food was okay. I know.
It was okay.
I know.
That's it. It was just, by the way, it was just okay.
I know it was. I didn't know what gochujang sauce. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a deep red, like sweet, spicy sauce. I'm pretty sure it's
Chinese.
That
sounds good.
So some food page that I follow, this girl.
Got you going.
I saved it like a year ago and I forgot about it. And thank God she revisited this recipe because it came back up on my feed and I was like, oh shit, I should make that. So basically the way it's served, you have like a little mound of rice and then you pour like this broth around it that has like
a little river
stuff in it. Yeah. And then you have this sliced, grilled, kind of charred chicken breast on top with green onion and like there's ginger in it and like all kind of stuff. I got chili paste, the garlic chili paste or whatever. Uh-huh. Forgot that part to serve last night, so it would have been better if I remembered that, but maybe. Yum. With bok choy, also made in a little, simmered in a little bit of that sauce and like Yum. water. Really fucking good. Came out perfect.
It was good.
Yes, it was
definitely
perfect.
Definitely a cook againer.
Yeah, for sure. Yum. And it was really easy. Like, you just marinate it in that sauce and like seasonings and I think some ginger and lime juice and like whatever. And then it had hella flavor. It was still hella juicy. Yum. It was so good. Came out really great.
And charred meat, perfect.
Yeah. And it was like perfect. It was like easy to cook. Hella easy to make.
Oh, not a, like a hell of intensive.
Not hella steps or anything. The broth, it's just like chicken broth, a tablespoon of soy sauce, a tablespoon of sesame oil, some like rice wine vinegar, and what else? The white part of the green onion in that, chopped up. Like maybe some garlic.
Is the white or the green your favorite part?
Huh?
Do you like green onions?
Yeah, I eat them now.
Do you like the white or the green?
I think the green.
Me too.
I think the white is a little too intense.
It got too much crunch for me.
Yeah, I don't want that much crunch. But yeah, it came out really good.
Yum.
Yeah, I was happy with it. I omitted a few ingredients because I couldn't find it. It was like a white miso paste or something and something else.
You probably have to go to like Seafood City or something for that.
I couldn't find it at a regular store, so I just omitted that. But it was hella good anyway.
Yum.
Yeah.
Nice. That sounds really good.
Yeah. So I had a busy day yesterday. I was a busy girl.
Good for you, girl.
Yeah.
Was I a busy girl?
Yesterday?
I don't know. I can't even fucking remember, so.
I know. I'm trying to think. I think you visited a friend yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. My friend is in the hospital.
Is she still in the hospital?
Yeah. She has no white blood cells right now, so once those get back up, she'll get...
They're going to keep her until then?
Yeah, probably.
Is she feeling any better, I hope?
I know she was finally able to sleep, and which she couldn't do before that. She wasn't feeling well, so I don't know. I would say she feels better,
yeah,
a little bit. But man, it's a rough road.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sucks.
Cross your fingers for her. Mm-hmm. Say a prayer if you do that. You know, all the things.
Yeah.
And I think that's all I did. You want to know what I did? Fucking do. Oh my God.
What?
Thank God the school knows me, you know.
Uh-huh.
The little school.
Okay.
Because, you know, my kid didn't go back to school until yesterday.
Yeah.
But I pick up another little kid from a different school.
Yeah. Did you not show up?
Well, nobody texted me.
Oh. So it was like
none of her family was like, hey, you know, she goes back to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right? Bro.
Oh, no.
50 minutes from the time she got out until the school.
Until the time they called?
Yes.
Why so long?
I don't know, but I felt so bad. I took her to get a fucking treat from
of course you
fast
did.
Food Happy Meal.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't tell your parents I was there.
tell your grandma I was on time.
There was so much traffic. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I felt so bad.
Yeah, they were giving you hella time to get there.
I completely fucking forgot. Oh, I felt horrible. But thank God it was all right. And the school was like, Crystal, did you forget something?
You're like that meme where it's like, Mommy, you forgot to pick me up. And the mommy's in the car like, who is this?
Do I know you?
That's you.
No, first.
What? Who is this?
Couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm on my way.
Oh my God.
Dude, I was just sitting here, relaxed. Right.
At least she was safe. She wasn't like at the mall or something. She was supervised, so it's okay.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much bad stuff in the world right now.
Oh, I know.
Because of our president. It's so hard to not talk about it.
I know.
I know we tried to be all fucking happy in it.
We tried to avoid politics, kind of, because it's like, it's really a fucking downer.
And you guys know how we feel.
We make it clear how we feel already. And it's just, nobody wants to spend our quality time with you being a fucking downer. Sometimes, though, it's like unavoidable.
Yeah, like, Maria, it's so bad. Like, I don't even fucking... Where do you even begin? Which one do you talk about first?
I have something that we could talk about first that's kind of related.
Okay.
In terms of whiteness. Today, I guess, Elon posted a post. Now, normally I would just be like, whatever, fucking ignore him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this, because I know that other people agree with it, I know that there's an agenda, and I know that he's fueling something that we don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about it briefly, but basically...
I need a cigarette.
Oh, okay, thank God. This is not his tweet. So he just endorsed the tweet. He reshared it. He put the 100 emoji, like, in full agreement.
Like, yeah, right? Bro.
The tweet is actually from someone else. And it says, I thought he wrote this tweet. But anyway, he might as well have because he agreed with it. It says, if white men become a minority, we will be slaughtered. Remember, if non-whites openly hate white men while white men hold a collective majority, they will be 1,000 times more hostile and cruel when they are a majority over whites. White solidarity is the only way to survive.
That's because you hate minorities and black folks so much, you think that your treatment is going to be this
mirrored to what y'all do.
Yes.
Yeah. In reality, if people of color and black folks were revengeful, y'all would have already been wiped out.
Been wiped out.
Been.
Your babies 10 times over. Been fucking been. Filleted.
So it's like you're so terrified that you'll be treated the way you treat others.
That your babies should tell you something. Given to alligators.
That should tell you something, though. You know what I'm saying? And
even now, those views and those mindsets are still held and they're still in place.
It's
it's just very telling of fucking
my stomach whiteness. Is talking so much shit right now.
It's like, I hate
disgusted.
It.
It's disgusted.
Don't you dare it's feed me knots, a fucking burger.
And it's disgusted.
No American but, food.
The plot twist, though, is that whites are already the minority. Population-wise.
Oh, it's on its
maybe
way.
Maybe not in power, but globally, population-wise, white folks are the minority.
Oh, and it's heading the way.
I get it, you know, in control, y'all might be the majority, but I feel like that time is limited.
Good.
So maybe be better to people if you're so scared, you know? But that's why the panic, getting the birth rates up. We've talked about that before. They want to eliminate abortion so badly. They want to, you know,
get these immigrants encourage, out of here.
Get the immigrants
not
out.
Fucking mate with our good white right. women.
Right. Encourage people to have babies. Birth rates are so fucking low for white people.
Babies.
Yes. Infertility rates are so fucking low for white women. Like,
telling.
Yeah. Maybe the universe is like...
Knows a little thing or two.
We've had enough.
I've never in my entire life thought, I don't want a black woman in power. I don't want a black man never. In power. I don't want
never.
A Latin man in power. I've never,
never.
Once had that thought. I've never felt like my life would be in jeopardy or my quality of life would diminish if somebody of color, with color, became empowered.
I think if you had more privilege and if you had more, how do I word this? If you were from a more well-to-do kind of family, if you came from money.
If I was a motherfucker.
If you came from money, okay.
If you were moneyed.
If you were moneyed, your outlook might be different. I think it's because you come from a poor family. That you can kind of relate to other people.
You come from a mentally ill, poor lineage.
I wasn't going to say that. But honestly, you know, I think the people that have more like status and importance, air quotes.
They're like, you fuckers aren't getting my four yachts.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think they panic because, like we've talked about before, they don't want to give up their privilege. They don't, so that things can be fair, so that we're all from a fair starting point. I never
want to be that type of person.
But because you're not there, you know, you can't relate to that. Never. So I think also just like, I don't know, I would never want a rich person in control of like social they're so out of touch.
We don't even want to see a therapist who can't relate
I don't,
to our,
thank
our
you.
Life,
thank
our
you.
Level, right?
Our demographic, exactly. Our fucking at all. Right.
So why do I want somebody to oversee
our social services and
everything
our,
yeah. who has no idea what it's like, right?
Yeah.
It's the most backwards, fucked up shit. Yeah. You have the 1%.
With no life experience, with no
fucking
crumbs to people. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have no idea.
It makes no sense. And it's like, how long before we just come together and overthrow this shit? I think it's coming.
Oh, I feel it. I've never more felt like
people have just
even a year ago, I didn't feel just the vibe.
Yeah.
The energy, like, is so.
Because everyone is fed up now. Before, it was more like people of color were fed up, but they're like, whatever, you're always fed up, so who cares type
I
shit. Have
I've seen people who were very pro-Israel now
flipping. Wake up a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
White folks are pissed off. White folks are seeing shit for what it is and how we're starved and all this shit, especially with this Venezuela shit happening. And, like, it's just so much. It's so much to unpack.
I can't even fix my mouth to say that our president said we are running Venezuela. We are colonizing in 2026. We are literally fucking pilgrims, bitch.
They're saying on microphones, at podiums, in front of people, we can't have them in control of this amount of oil and not be under our control. We can't have that. No, they're not even hiding it.
Yeah, because at first it was Maruto. Oh, drugs.
Drugs, fentanyl, bad drugs. Fentanyl. We can't have, no.
Then,
now it's
on
like,
that microphone,
yeah.
The truth came out.
Yeah.
You'll have more power than us.
And we can't have that.
As a superpower.
They've been sanctioning them, trying to starve them and like smoke them out basically for years and years and years to give up some of their control. They will not fucking do it. They will not. They're resisting fucking colonization. Like, they will not give it up. They're like, we refuse to be back under a fucking white hand. We will not allow it. And our country has imposed sanctions and punished other people for dealing with them and tried every strategy that they could to starve Venezuela, essentially. And
then we're like, don't you dare come over here.
Right.
We're burning your house down, bitch. We're stealing
your
shit.
We're going to destabilize your country like we do everyone else's and then refuse to take care of you. And if you come
here,
oh my God.
Don't, because we'll shoot you.
Yes.
We'll fucking kill you.
Exactly.
Citizen or not.
What sense does that make? And so finally, with all their strategies that they've tried, none have been successful because the Venezuelan people are fucking refusing. And so they had to do this. They had to coordinate a coup, like what are you doing? What are you doing?
The same thing they've done in every Latin American country since.
But in 2026 is mind blowing. Like,
but and not even hidden though,
right?
Like it's like
I think we're they know this. We're in the age of social media and in the age of cell phones. And you can't. I don't care if you buy TikTok. You can't hide shit. You can't buy everything and hide everything. No. You can't. No. So I think they're going to find out. They're going to fuck around and find out. And for the Venezuelans that are here, that are fucking MAGA and that are fucking acting like he's doing a service to Venezuelan people.
They got the other MAGAs thinking this is such a great thing.
Yeah, yeah. You can go to hell. You guys you are can go to hell drunk. Because you're also being amplified because you're saying what they want you to say. Listen to people that are actually there and that are not for this shit and are refusing. They will lay down their lives to prevent this shit from happening.
I saw this thing and it was, you know, dealing with percentages and it was something like 9%. It might have been smaller, but
are for it.
That means there's 91%
yeah.
that don't fuck with it.
Right. But you're hearing so much from that 9%.
Yes.
Because it's all an agenda.
Because they're a more privileged population. Yes. So that's why.
The media is posting videos of people dancing in the street from back when it was like a World Cup situation.
I was just going to say, it ain't even. I seen someone I know.
It had nothing to do with politics. Dope. It was sports. And they're posting footage from that.
Talking about, look how happy the Venezuelans yes. are. Yeah, look how white you are.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, it's so gross.
Because people watch a video and they take it as law.
Yeah.
You know, white people love the law. I said it last time.
And people that aren't like tech savvy enough to spot AI or spot
or realize
something old or fucking, or don't even bother to do any digging.
Thinking nuance.
They don't do any digging because it also supports what they want it to be. Mm-hmm. So they're going to accept it at face value. Yeah. It's really fucked up.
Yep.
It's really fucked up.
And on top of that,
also Russia, like we're fucking around.
We fucking seized Russia's oil tanker. Like,
was it on accident? Like, I think
we are seizing. No, we've said they're fucking seizing every ship. The crazy part is I had read that China had made a $1 billion deal with Venezuela regarding oil a few months ago. And I'm wondering,
they've been dealing with them.
What the
and
fuck
Russia
is
going to
happen now?
Yeah. Russia was dealing with them and China was dealing
because
with
Russia,
them.
Because Russia, China,
so
and
So you
Iran.
Think you're going to force them to deal with us now because you took all that? Like, for those that don't know, Venezuela has the most actual oil reserves in the world. More than Saudi Arabia. Yeah. More than anywhere. The highest in the world. It's like valued at trillions.
Yep.
So this was never about fucking fentanyl. That's not even coming
and
from Venezuela.
And if anyone ever even believed that, like, I got a fucking
an island
mansion
to sell you
yeah.
bro. Yeah.
With cats.
It's just scary, but like we deserve whatever we got coming. And
I'm like, what's coming first, a world war or a civil war? Because it feels like we're on the brink of both
at the same time,
especially after the ICE shooting yesterday. Did you see that fucking video?
I didn't. I wasn't online with all my cooking and hair twisting and all my shit. I stayed offline for a lot of yesterday.
You're lucky.
So I saw like the woman's photo. I kind of got the gist of what happened. I did not see the video. I did, however, see it's being removed. People have an agenda. They're going after copyright violations. They're reporting the video as their own to get it taken down to support ICE. But like, hopefully the people that are sharing it will be able to get that reversed so that it can be spread.
I'll go screen record it right now.
Is it bad? Can you actually see?
It's horrific, because what happens is the woman and her wife were driving and somehow an ICE vehicle is blocking the way. So she goes to make like a K turn, you know, to get out, right? Mm-hmm. And
A
K turn.
What's that? It's, just before we go further,
instead
I don't know
of
what
like
that is.
It's you know, a multi-point turn.
Okay.
To get out.
To get around them or something?
Yeah, she has to kind of go like this, you know, and make like a K. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to do that and to get the fuck out of there. And one ICE agent yells at her to fucking go. As another one steps in front of her car and is like, get the fuck out of your vehicle. And one's trying to open the door. So she's being told multiple things as she's trying. She literally was just driving through, dude, to get out.
Yeah.
And so as she's moving forward, right, trying to go, there, mind you, there's no fucking agents in front of the vehicle. It's very clear. There's multiple angles. Like, as she's going, motherfucker through her fucking window, bitch, shoots her in the head 3 times. Like, just...
Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are not cops, first of all.
She's an American citizen. She's a white lady at that, all right? So whiteness don't even protect you anymore. So those of you that fucking think
that depend on that,
throw that out the fucking door, okay? Because she's a fucking white lady like me, looked like me. And her wife was in the car. So she shot, and because her foot was, when she was shot in the head, her foot hit the accelerator.
Oh, she was the driver?
Yes. So when her foot, when she was shot, her foot hit the accelerator. She's out, right?
Yeah.
Dying. It goes forward into a telephone pole. I hope it
rammed them
over.
I wish. Oh, I wish it rammed them.
So it goes into a telephone pole. The wife is crying and screaming.
Also in the car?
There's, yes. Yes. There's hell of, all the neighborhood is out, okay? One of the neighbors is a doctor, and he's like, trying to get over there to give her fucking medical care. And and he's like, I'm a doctor. Like, let me help her. And
Bunny told me they were like, no, we got our own.
That motherfucker said, I don't care, bitch.
And denied her medical treatment after shooting her in the face.
And then the wife is sitting. There's a video of her sitting outside on the grass on the curb with their dog, bitch. Their dog's in the car. Just sobbing with blood all over her, wife's blood all over her, and just sobbing with her dog, talking about, they killed my wife. They have a 6-year-old son at home.
I heard he was at school when this happened. They had a child at school. What the fuck is going on? And like, I was mad when ICE was snatching people out of cars and shit. Like, what is your jurisdiction? What the fuck? What gives you the right? This? You have weapons? Like, you're shooting people in the face? You're fucking, you're just acting on impulse or what? What are we doing?
And because the situation is just, when you watch the video, it's so shocking. I mean, you kind of get numb to it after a while, seeing so many shooting videos in this fucking country. But it's so shocking because what is going on does not warrant a weapon being pulled out. Like, she did nothing fucking wrong.
The thing that I read, the narrative that I read, was that they were recording an incident taking place with ICE and they were told to move. None of this matters, even if it was true. But they're saying that they were recording with their phones or something, wouldn't get out of the way. They were interfering with ICE, official ICE business or something.
Even if they were recording, by the time these videos are being shown of the incident.
Yeah.
She is actively trying to leave. Like, she's fucking trying to leave. And,
but, like, if we're all about upholding the law and all that, right? Like, it's legal to record. I know law enforcement and even fake law enforcement don't like to be recorded, but it's legal. People are allowed to fucking do it. Like, yes. You can't shoot someone in the face because they're not moving fast enough. Or, I don't get it. I hope they all die. I really hope everyone kills them all. That's what I hope for.
Same.
In my heart.
Me too. And I think if you're an ICE agent, I don't give a fuck if it's your daddy, your brother, your husband. I hope.
It's your job to poison them. Because for, what the fuck?
You're
could you imagine having an ICE agent in your family?
I
would be doxing them. I would be fucking sending their photo and all of their information.
Because that means you're a piece of shit at your core. Your moral compass and your morality is so fucking tainted that you're disgusting. And
for life. There's no redeeming yourself after that. Like, I'm sorry. So for all of the families of ICE agents, it's time to step the fuck up and do your jobs.
No, for real.
Because we're not having this shit. We're not fucking having it. It's disgusting. And
how can you even love somebody that does that?
How? That's not something you can overlook or disagree on or just still coexist. Like,
no.
I'm sorry. I don't care who it was. I don't care. No. No, you're getting set up.
We can't even have a difference in politics
and still be
in
cool.
My marriage. No. Like, in a marriage. Like, I couldn't
fuck
be
a marriage,
married to somebody.
A family, a mother-child relationship. I don't care if I birthed you. I'm turning you in. I'm turning you over. Like, I'm exposing you. Like, I don't...
An ICE agent? Like,
That's worse than a cop.
You might as well say I'm part of the Gestapo. Like, just essentially, that's what you are. You're gross. You're so gross.
You're so gross.
And then to top it off, our government gets online and behind and a podium
they,
again.
What they say about it?
Behind a podium, behind a microphone, and said she was running, she ran over ICE agents and was endangering their lives.
Wait, they lied after there's footage?
Yes. And then they quickly stopped saying that narrative.
What?
Because the footage is out.
Oh my God. So they can't run with that anymore.
No, no. Because it very, oh it's very God. Evident what, like, it's so clear. There's no, oh, this was in the way or that was in the way or, oh, maybe we need a better angle. No.
Oh my like, God.
There's
no excusing it.
She was not trying to harm anybody. Not at all. Not at all. It's fucking horrific.
Yeah, so let me know when we're going to overthrow the government.
Yeah, and I'm ready. With the thigh holster.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking the other day because there was something passed, like California is open carry now, but you still have to have a permit.
Yeah.
And so I was like unclear about that. So I was like telling her, like, can you ask someone that we know that, like, to confirm whether or not, because I'm ready to get a leather holster and wear it on the outside of my clothing. There's no more tucking in the leggings. Like, I'm ready to strap it.
We're going to get thigh. The sexy Tomb Raider Lara Croft fucking
we're ready for those holders. And that's how we're going to fucking Walmart or
we're
wherever.
We're getting two like this.
Yes. I'm going to get the one like this.
Yeah. And I'll have John these. Wick,
the one you put on like a vest and you go like this.
Yeah, you do that and then I'm going to get these, the thigh ones.
You're wearing thigh highs.
And I'm going to get it held up by a garter.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to fucking and we're just have gonna walk at around. It.
We're just going to, I'm going to stare at people. I'm going to go outside and be staring people
you
down.
You sure you don't want to let me go?
Right.
I have my blinker on.
Yeah.
For real. Just,
Yeah.
What a time to fucking be alive.
I wish I wasn't. Like,
dude, I think about, because I can remember under both Bushes, right? I can remember under Big Bush and under Bush Jr.
Yeah.
And I can remember under Bush Jr., you know, everybody being so saying this is so bad, he's the worst, like, and when I think about those times compared to this,
it don't even come close.
It's like fucking Disneyland.
It's not
and
even
I'm not
close.
Absolving him
the
of
despair
any
despair that we are all collectively feeling right now. It don't even come close.
And I'm not absolving Bush Jr. of any of his bullshit.
Or Obama. Or fucking Clinton or
none
anyone.
Of
yeah.
But I'm just saying the feeling. And.
Yeah.
Like, this government is just rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have fuck brains that are online talking about, our president's running this country like death row. Fuck around and find out. Like.
Like happy?
Yes.
Small dick energy.
Yeah, very.
Very, very much small
not
dick
even
energy.
A grower energy.
No. Like, micro penis energy.
For real. Because you're not very smart.
Mm-mm.
You're not smart emotionally.
That's the biggest turnoff is not being smart.
It is. I was thinking about that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, I think I could be classified as definitely a sapiosexual. It's a sapiosexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where a brain turns you on because very much.
Because not being smart is such a turnoff, such a huge, like, it's almost like you
and
can't
I don't
make
mean
up
smart
for it.
Like school. I mean, like, there's different kinds of
oh,
smart.
Yeah.
You could be build stuff smart. You
yeah,
could be
yeah.
worldly smart. You could be emotionally smart.
Exactly.
But some type of, but intelligence is so fucking,
it's mandatory.
Yes, it's so attractive.
I've been dating people and like in the past and like one little thing and it's like my shit dries up like the Mojave Desert.
Like, God, like you're there's no dumb.
Yeah, yeah, it really it'll ruin everything and there's no making up for it and there's no ignoring it, playing it off, whatever. I feel for people that are trapped in marriages and relationships and situations they can't get out of where they have to just accept something like yeah. that. Like I know people that are in relationships and like if they wanted, like, they disagree, but they have to stay. Like, what? That must suck. I would rather you fucking, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm so stubborn. My famous line is, I'll sleep in my yeah. fucking car. You yeah. know that? My, yeah. Like,
But same. I've never been one to, like, just accept whatever. And
yeah, I can't imagine.
There's certain shit we can disagree on, but that, you know, you have to be smart. You have to
be smart and you have to give.
You could have fucking a lazy eye, a missing front tooth, a fucking.
For sure. No arms, bitch. You could
just.
A dick coming out of your forehead.
But, yeah. You could have extra limbs. You yes. could fucking. But not being smart. Deal breaker.
And not having empathy. Not having emotional. The emotional wherewithal to give a fuck about other people yeah. is a huge turnoff to me as well. Like if you're
only worried about yourself and people like you
that look like you, yeah. gross. You're gross. You're so gross.
Yeah.
I hope fucking Elon and Peter Thiel and fucking all them rich fucks are like shaking in their boots. I hope every day they're paranoid. Apparently right now they're all searching for fucking
bunkers.
The Fountain of Youth, basically. You know,
Adrenochrome.
What's it called? What's infinite fucking life called? Immortality.
Yeah. That's I almost had it. I was like, vampires, come on, what is it, give it to me.
No garlic.
Trying to fucking start my engine in my
big bugs, no.
pumping the gas in my brain. Come on, you almost got it.
That's how it be though. Fuck,
big bugs, turning over my engine, let's
yes,
go.
Yes, but you know, I hope every day they're panicked.
It's time to eat the rich.
It's time to fucking cannibalize.
It's a protein source. It's
fillet it, bitch.
It's time. I'll use the gochujang whatever sauce and we'll fucking
get it.
It's time to eat the rich.
Fava beans.
Yeah.
And Clarice.
I'm there. It's time.
And then I heard, read, I can't remember exactly what, but Trump mentioned something about going after Mexico.
I was
the
just
president
say
of Mexico.
That. I was just going
fuck
to say
around
it.
And find
this bitch
out.
Said we have to do something with Mexico. Like, listen,
Sinaloa.
If you want to try, if you think you want to try, like the president had to make a statement at that point. Like, is that a threat? Like, are you sending dry threats? What
bro,
is
there's
that?
People over there that skin fucking kids alive and shit
for like, fun. That play soccer with heads, that like, trust me when I say you don't want, you're not ready to go there.
I want them
you
to.
Don't. I mean, I'm like,
do it.
Yeah. Like, do it.
Do it, girl. Do it to it.
Girl, do it.
I leave Mexico alone. Leave them the
yeah,
fuck alone.
Yeah, but I think that Mexico will really go there. Like, it'll yeah. really be what's necessary.
Yeah.
You know, like, the just, type of retaliation that we need is what they'll give. And I feel like that, it's time.
Yeah, like, just leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going after Finland, bitch? Denmark.
Well, they are going after Greenland. Greenland, right?
Oh, God.
And so they're saying there's some people standing up like, you better not go after Greenland. Oh, no, only but everywhere else is okay. Like, okay.
What?
Yeah, so apparently there's plans for Greenland. I don't know what they got. I didn't look into it, but yeah, they're on the list.
Imagine the mindset you have to have to feel entitled to everything.
Yeah.
Shit that ain't yours. You have the mindset like,
I've said,
I'm going to go take it.
I believe it's in Caucasian DNA. And I'm not saying that to be funny.
It has to be.
But I really think, and I'm not saying all white people are bad. I'm not.
I have to grab my antibiotic. I'm sorry.
But I do believe that there's something in white DNA that is different in that way. The entitlement, the inherent entitlement that, and I, you know, I have a white mother. Like, hello. It just... I really truly believe that. And I'm not saying that to be a dick or, you know, I really, really believe it.
I just know how, like, I had to actively, and I was raised in a,
God, my stomach.
Racially loving, love everybody, yeah. We are the world household by grandparents who were so ahead of their time. But
yeah.
Even I, as an adult, had things to unlearn, just societal things I had to unlearn.
Oh, yeah. We're still unlearning every day.
Yes.
Every day. It's a lifelong yes. Struggle.
So it wouldn't be too shocking to have the fucking...
It's been proven. It's been proven time and time again. It's been proven.
I want that. It's mine. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what Russia is going to say or do regarding this tanker.
China. Curious.
I saw a video. I don't know if it was AI or not, but I saw a video where China was talking about, it might have been AI. It's so hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was a video where a Chinese official was talking about the U.S. would want to chill the fuck out. They didn't say chill the fuck out.
Right.
But basically, that was the gist. They want to chill the fuck out. We're the only country that has a hydrogen bomb and some other type of weaponry.
Russia and China are very important. Like,
they're superpowers.
They are. And... just the level of intelligence, the size of their military, like just all the way around. And we can be the big bad bullies like all we want, but we can't really fuck with them. Military wise, whatever, I get it. That's our only priority in the world is our military.
Oh my God. Speaking of our motherfucking military, let me tell you what I read today. Hold your thought on the fucking Russia-China thing, but let me just tell you this. Our stupid fucking president is requesting a $1.5 trillion military budget for next year, up from this year's $901 billion. Due to these dangerous and troubled times, bitch,
that he's fucking causing.
But one.
How about you use some of that money that you're sending to fucking Israel? How about you use some of that for military? For anything to do with us.
But don't you dare feed school kids. Fuck the homeless. Mental health, boo, two thumbs down. We don't give a fuck. Yeah. Oh, well.
It's gross. It's just, yeah. Let's change gears.
Yeah, for sure. And to those of you who don't like it when we talk politics, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, because it's more than politics.
Like our lives depend on it, so it's like at some point we gotta mention certain things.
What do we look like? All this horrible shit going on, and we just say nothing.
And we're talking about like fucking what, celebrities? Like what are we gonna? You know,
kind of fucking program.
It's not, and we're not celebrity influenced people.
Extraordinaires.
Yeah,
no. I don't give a fuck about them.
No,
I mean I'm nosy, but I don't give a fuck.
No. I have some news I shouldn't even share with you, but
okay.
I will.
Is it news you can share while I grab my antibiotic?
If you hurry up.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Parmigiano, Reggiano, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Parmigiano Reggiano is the most dense protein source.
Oh, baby, it's
all. Of all foods.
Is it really?
So... it's almost 36 grams. It's like 35.8 or some shit. It's almost 36 grams of protein per 3.5 ounces. What? 3.5 ounces is like easy work. Like that's like you could eat that in one sitting. Like that's so 3.5 ounces. That's nothing.
Nothing.
It has 41% more protein than beef and 54% more protein than chicken. So that hunk of cheese.
Where's the protein source come from?
I'm,
it's a dairy protein source?
Yeah, it's like an animal protein. So I don't know what the science is behind it, but because, that specific cheese.
I have some in the fridge, and let me just say.
Is the highest.
I was eating some the other night. We have the shreds, you know, the one that's in shreds. And I was just, me and the dogs were sharing. They love it. They were getting their protein source.
That's what you were looking out for.
We were. I ate half the container.
hella people were making jokes like, don't believe it, it's big parma.
Good one, good fun.
I was like, parma. well played.
That's a good one.
But what the fuck, like, that's so much protein. So much protein in a delicious way to get it.
Guess who's going to get some fucking Parmesan?
Yeah.
And not
Parmigiano Reggiano.
And not, it's not the green can that's fucking powdered you put on your skin.
With sawdust in it. It's not Kraft.
Don't eat that.
It's not, that's not what we're talking about.
The real.
Get it from the deli department. Read the label. Yeah.
An Italian deli is even better.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, I thought that was
that's amazing.
It was great
in
news,
my book.
But not great news for you because of your stomach.
So would you like to try rectal ozone therapy?
No. No, what is it? Is it
so
ozone?
Rectal ozone therapy is a blend of medical grade
oxygen
created on site by passing oxygen through an ozone generator. Okay.
And you pump it in my rectum? That sounds so painful and so not worth it. What are the benefits?
It's an alternative adjunct therapy in which a small amount of ozone oxygen gas mixture is gently introduced into the rectum via a catheter. The gas is intended to be absorbed through the intestinal lining into the bloodstream.
There has to be another way.
They're like, fuck cultural probiotics.
It's like fart reverse. There has to be another way.
Just wait, you're going to love it. So,
there has to be another. I get it. You can absorb things so easily through your asshole.
Doesn't
I get
mean
it.
We should.
There has to be another way. Mainline it.
So listen what it's for. There's already stuff that exists for this. Practitioners who offer it claim... It's not, number one, it's not FDA approved.
Of course not.
It's considered woo-woo, you know.
Some kook made this up.
So it's...
It's like urine therapy.
That's
what it is. It's like those kind of doctors.
When I hear urine therapy, I think of that stupid fucking white guy that has the beard on IG, and he has that fucking... old glass, like apple juice shaped bottle of fucking aged urine. It's like brent, like the color of the tables, and he's fucking just splashing it, bitch, like Ginate over fucking.
I think about the fucking disgusting white woman that was on My Strange Addiction that was like harvesting it, putting it in her eyeballs every morning,
wondering
and shit.
Why her cancer's oh not my, going.
Yes, away. Bitch, you know she stank. Washing her hair with it, like, bitch, I know you're not allowed in establishments.
Can you imagine?
I'm not riding in the car with.
Listen,
you.
I wouldn't even give a fuck if it did make my skin better. I don't want to smell like that.
I don't.
So
I don't. I'm not
oil
doing
Volet?
It. Yeah. I'm Jergens.
Right.
Nivea.
Whatever.
I'm not fucking doing it.
Foul. So fucking it's supposed to reduce inflammation.
There's other ways.
Advil. Improve circulation and oxygen delivery. Get your fucking
exercise.
Ass up and walk.
Move around.
Walk.
Move the fuck around.
Modulate the immune response.
Play in grass.
Eat some dirt, bro.
Yes.
Support gut health. Hello, probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Help with fatigue or chronic infections. Bitch, drink water.
Yeah.
But
anything but doing like some healthy activities.
So the person lies on their side. Everybody wants a quick fix. That, I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
I get it. Maybe if you have a health condition and you've tried everything and you're like, fuck it, I ain't got nothing.
You're desperate.
Right.
Yeah. Put the gas in my butthole.
Yeah. The person lies on their side. A thin rectal catheter is inserted. It feels like a little worm.
Who wants that job? Who the fuck wants that job?
Spread your butthole for me. Ew,
and I know
poop on it. A measured dose of ozone/oxygen gas is slowly introduced. The gas.
You get a horrible stomach ache.
The gas is retained for a short period, minutes.
And then released.
Before being released naturally. So you're pumping farts up there.
You're creating farts.
You're nasty.
You got a kink, bitch. How'd you even come up with this?
Why?
What kind of sick person was fucking around in their lab? What mad scientist?
The oxygen bar wasn't good enough, right?
No, it wasn't. For the hangovers?
Yeah, for the oxygen or whatever. That
wasn't good enough. They're like, you need it in your butt.
If you put it up your butt, it's better.
It's faster. It works faster. And these are the benefits. Jail. jail. Put them in fucking jail and don't let them have access to any more fucking medical supplies or anything, because you're using them for evil.
He's like, I don't use gloves. I like to insert this barehanded.
Naturally. It's better to do it naturally.
Mm-hmm. With my mouth.
Oh, my fucking God. He's like, I have to lube it in my mouth first. It's natural for human-to-human contact. The benefits are stronger.
It's better than KY.
It's better to use a natural lubricant from my mouth.
Than silicone.
Oh, my God. People are sick. People are fucking... Who's participating in the trials for this shit?
You're hope not it's giving Elon. Me
a stomach ache on purpose and no playing fart games.
The thought of pushing putting air it in my and ass.
Taking it out, then you have to get it out for them.
You're and it playing feels fart like pooping.
Games. You're playing fart games with people, and who's footing the bill for these studies? Who paid for this research? You're playing fart games. Oh, that's awful.
And does it smell when it comes out naturally?
Duh.
I would reckon.
Duh. Oh my God. Where is this? What country is doing this shit? Here? Here? You're like Calistoga? Who's doing
Napa?
It? Who? Oh my God. Napa Valley? Who's doing this? Hippies somewhere. Burning Man.
Hello, we're in California.
Oh my God. Yes. Not surprised. Nah.
They have Burning Man demos on
they
stage.
They have stands to come to try it out at Burning Man. Oh
it's
my
like,
God.
It's like get some mushroom chocolate and shove this up your ass.
And get this oxygen treatment in your butthole.
Show everybody.
I hate people. I hate them. I hate fucking humans. I'm They're so wild. Over this planet. I swear to God.
No, for real.
SF. I have a couple California updates, but San Francisco is suing the big food corporations, like all the main players and shit right now. Did you hear anything about that?
No.
Because they're causing, with all of these ultra processed foods, they're causing like type 2 diabetes at like astronomical levels, and they're not issuing any kind of warnings or anything to the population. And basically California is tired of like footing medical bills for people that are sick because of these foods.
The fact that we have foods here in the States that other countries have outlawed is crazy.
Banned. Full on banned.
One of them is my baby Kraft mac and cheese. It is like
red number 40 is
out of
like,
here.
Outlawed in a lot of places.
And I wouldn't be mad if they took away Kraft mac and cheese. I mean, I'd be a little sad. But
change the recipe.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is in it that other countries poison. Are like, get this fuck.
It's science projects. So basically, California is tired of covering the medical costs that they're causing for all these illnesses and shit. And so San Francisco has been the first state to step up and actually sue them for it. So maybe some good will come out. I hope they don't just cut a check and be like, whatever, business as usual. I right. hope they actually change some recipes.
Do you think they're being driven by...
You're paying some of these bills.
Insurance company greed? Like, it's, we're tired it all of comes footing down. The bill yes. for these
So you
got to
pay for some
because
of
essentially
it.
Essentially, that's what they're saying.
Exactly.
Or...
It's not true concern.
We care
for
about our people.
No, no. I think it's we're tired of footing the bill. You're going to cover some of this shit because you're causing it. So it's only right for you to pay for part of it. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Instead of like we care about our people. So like let's make healthier choices.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Ozone
That's
therapy.
One thing. And then California residents as of January 1st can now request that our personal data be deleted. This platform called Drop or website, whatever, it stands for Delete Request and Opt Out Data Platform. You go in, you put in some basic information, I think like your zip code, your name, birthday, maybe your address, shit that they would already have. And it goes into effect August of 2026, but basically it's supposed to be like a more amped up version of the do not call fucking shit where our information is being sold and, you know, people are telemarketers.
So it's a one-stop shop.
Basically. And then after, you know, it's put in place in August or whatever, when they start enforcing it, any calls that you get after that are subject to like $200 fines per call. So it's like supposed to be stricter for scammers and shit.
Good.
Yeah.
I know, as
I get a lot every day. I don't know who the fuck signed me up for it, but every fucking day I'm getting phone calls about loan, personal loans. Every single fucking day.
Mine is PG&E reduction, solar panels. Mark gets the Medicare ones. Like, God damn. Mark has, it's because he answers the phone and fucks talks with to them.
Yeah.
But I'm not kidding. That fucking phone rings. Jesus Christ. With just scammers.
Yeah.
Probably at least 30 times a day. Maybe more.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, I get the solar panels, the PG&E reducer bill shit. There's another one regarding my mortgage that I don't
have. That you don't have.
I've never had.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Ever.
Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, I hope that helps. I don't know. It's worth trying, I guess.
Yeah, like, you know, when you, how you can Google and then, like, so much shit pops up about whoever you're Googling. Mm-hmm. Hella websites.
Yeah.
I guess I watched a reel of someone doing it, but there's a spot at the bottom of each page. If you go on there to the bottom.
You could remove shit?
Remove my opt info. Out. It'll remove all your info.
Oh, well, we need to figure out how to do that. Yeah. Because that's good. Everyone should do that.
I think everyone should do that because the fact that you know my grandpa's brother, Mark, is my uncle, is fucking wild. And why do you have it showing everybody, bitch? That's crazy.
Yeah.
One
time I looked, did I look myself up? Or no, I think I was applying for something. It was something to do with a car loan or something. And I had to verify some information through a car lender. They had my ex-husband's new wife's name.
Oh, that's nice.
And they
nice.
Were like, do you know this person? And I was like, how the fuck do you know this person?
Right.
Like,
how yes, do you know that I know this fucking person?
They ain't never been on my shit. Like,
they had a fucking address of a friend's.
Yeah.
And were like, do you know who lives here?
Can you verify this address?
Get the fuck out of my business,
bitch. It was
such
weird questioning. It was like, do you know this person and what city and state are they from? And I'm like, let's get back on subject and talk about
me. We're talking about me.
Yeah, my loan, bitch. Right. I'm not talking about, fuck all that shit. You're like, no, it's ridiculous. I don't even know
And what if I was trying to keep that shit a secret, bitch? Fucking, you got it on the Google for everybody to see now. Yeah. Fuck Uncle Mark. I hope he's dead. Shit.
Yes. Don't bring them up.
Right.
Don't bring up them fucking
He stole
people.
Great-grandma's fucking wedding band. Shit. Mm-mm. Melody, wherever you are, give it back, bitch.
It's too much. The boy mom shit, the gross boy mom shit actually has a name. It's actually a thing.
It's called sex.
It's not a coincidence. It's like a thing. It's called the Jocasta complex.
What?
And I learned about this because of people.
You were like, why do I love Stinker so much?
Fuck you, bitch. Why does he make me horny? Why?
Why do I want to fuck my son?
Why do I hate all his girlfriends and I
want
him to die. Attracted to him?
I'm number one.
No, bitch.
Dude, I just talked to somebody. Sorry to cut you off. I just talked to somebody yesterday who said that their son had started a new school.
Did they say he looked so hot for his first day?
And the mom was like, these little bitches better stay off my son or something like
that. Oh, bitch, you're weird. You have it.
That's crazy.
You have it.
That's crazy to me.
That's disgusting. Why would your brain even go there? It's because you have Jocasta complex.
You're a Jocasta member.
You're fucking diagnosed.
Cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
You can't help it. It's a fucking problem.
Jocasta.
It's a
gene.
Yeah. It's a personality disorder. It's a fucking problem.
Ew.
Never in my brain would I ever think.
Is it a personality disorder? Is it a gene? What the fuck is it?
Well, let me read to you what it is. And so how this came about is people are analyzing the dynamic between Blueface and his mom, because his mom be doing a lot of creepy boy mom shit. She be having problems with anybody he dates, making snide remarks about any woman he brings around.
My son.
To where he has recently, like, it's gone on for so long. He's been subtle about it in the past. But he's gone as far recently as to tweeting some shit like, can you tell my mom I will never fuck her? Like, it's weird. I can't.
Yeah,
he finally just said it.
Good.
He said what everyone's been thinking.
Good.
So,
you know, so what a tell of someone with Jocasta is the fact that they refer to their son as king. Only their son, king, stud muffin.
My king.
Baby. But they only refer to their son as their son, my son. When speaking about them, they'll just be like, my son, right?
They have a fucking name, weirdo.
And then if they have a daughter as well, they'll say their daughter's name. But I notice with creepy boy moms, it's always...
It's a tell.
It's my boy. It's like, my son, not fucking James. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Creepy. So this is a thing. Let me read about it.
I love that he said that.
Yeah, because he's fed up. Like, fed the fuck up. You know, he's not fucking with Christian no more.
He's like, stop sending me nudes, mom. He's not fucking with
his baby mama. And he's brought, you know, new girlfriends into the mix. And she's, like, had issues and made weird, jealous bitch comments about all of them. And it's like, girl, this is not your man. Like, and she really, you know, has that energy.
It's so gross.
She wants to fuck him so bad.
Ew.
The Jocasta complex, named after the mythological Queen Jocasta, refers in psychoanalytic theory to a mother's intense, often sexually charged, emotional or domineering attachment to her son, treating him more like a husband or a romantic partner than a child, especially when the father is absent or neglectful, creating an unhealthy dynamic where the son is hindered from developing independence or healthy adult relationships.
Or looking at other women, because mommy's like, these are...
Yes.
Look at my tits only.
It's seen as the female counterpart to the Oedipus, something complex, and can manifest as over-involvement, jealousy of the son's partners, and strong resistance to his separation.
Bro, we know a few Jocasta members.
We fucking do. Excessive emotional dependence. The mother relies on the son for emotional fulfillment.
Yep.
Often putting him on a pedestal, disguised incestuous desire.
That's disgusting.
Let me see if I still have this up. Disguised incestuous desire, while not always explicitly sexual, it involves a libidinal, emotional, psychic energy fixation, sometimes with sexual undertones on the son. Father's role often arises when the husband is absent, neglectful, or narcissistic, leading the mother to redirect her needs onto the son.
That's so gross.
Quote, mama's boy dynamic. The son is encouraged to remain dependent, becoming the mother's primary companion.
You're the man of the house now. I hate when little boys are told
becoming
that.
The mother's primary companion, leading to unhealthy mama's boy scenario and interference with the son's life. The mother may act as a cruel mother-in-law, sabotaging his romantic relationships and creating guilt. Mm-mm. And then it goes on to talk about manifestations in behavior, the origins, treatment. Requires addressing the mother's underlying emotional needs and potential narcissistic traits. Professional therapy is recommended for both the mother and the son, often necessary to establish boundaries and healthier relationship patterns. It's a thing.
It's like the dads that give their daughters purity rings. That's
why are you version. So wrapped up. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, that letter O. That's yep. The male version of it. Yep. There's a male version of it, but knowing it's kind of a relief, knowing we're not imagining things and being dramatic. It's an actual fucking thing. We see it so much and it's so disgusting.
Yeah, we know a few people who overly rely on their sons, their adult sons, their teenage sons,
to be their fucking everything.
And like emotionally, especially, and it's very suffocating to the sons.
Yeah.
And
pushing guilt on the sons. Fucking.
It's so wrong.
It's wrong and it's selfish and it's so fucking gross. But it makes sense being like a narcissistic trait, because there's a lot of that with these people too that I see. Mm-hmm. With the boy mom bitches. They're also very narcissistic in other ways. So that makes sense.
I'm going to just start when I see them. Oh, you're from the Jocasta cult.
Oh, I got it. You're a Jocasta. I didn't realize you were a Jocasta.
You're a Jocasta witness.
Yeah, I get it now.
The fact that there's a name is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he finally was like, tell my mom.
I'm not fucking her. I don't care how much drama she causes. I'm not giving her the dick.
That's fucking
gross. The fact you have to publicly put that on your platform. To your mother. Yes. Yes.
But she is. She's fucking gross. She's weird.
Yeah.
That shit is just...
very disgusting. Mm-mm.
Nope. Gross
behaviors.
Nope. So, sneakers, give mommy back her purity ring.
Shut the fuck up. I would never.
I'm
sorry. I ain't that close to none of my fucking kids.
No,
I
would me either.
Never.
Never. I don't think I've ever loved anybody that much. Mm-mm. Nor do I want to.
No.
Where I ruin their life. No. Where I suffocate them.
Because I'm so dependent on them. Ugh. No.
You look at your son and you're like, he's hot. Look at that boy I made. He's so hot.
Mm-mm. No, thanks.
No, thank you.
I wanted to shout out some patron members. We're trying to find a new way that's more accurate to pull the names because...
yeah.
Like I said a couple of weeks ago, we were like hella shouting out someone that left us. Fucking that's not fucker. Embarrassing. Yeah.
12 times.
I'm just going to say a few that I see now. Antoinette V, welcome.
And you know what's funny? I don't even see that one on this.
Lainey Hargett. I don't have my glasses, so I hope I'm saying this right. Welcome. Marinawina. Welcome. Patrick L. Welcome.
I don't think we said Karina.
I'm going most recent backwards.
Down?
Yeah.
I was looking at way down, like probably from like a week, oh, okay. A week before that we might have missed.
Okay. Julie, welcome.
Yeah, that was my next one.
Jordan Jenkins. Welcome, which is funny because one of my work names was Jez Jenkins. Mm-hmm. So, Jordan Jenkins, you're my sister.
Hey, soul sister.
Sarah Hurtado. Dolly Ann. I love that name.
Love it.
Dolly Ann.
Did we say welcome. Jasmine Teflon's mom?
I don't think so. Welcome. Cheyenne Davis. Did we do that one?
Nope. Welcome.
Welcome. Nancy Aguilera.
I don't think so. Welcome to the chaos.
And Samuel. Did we do Samuel? I know we did Alluring Pisces and then Samuel.
Mm-mm. What about Amy Walter?
I don't even see that.
Ain't that fucking... see how that see? Works?
It's a good thing we look two different ways. Welcome, Mimi.
Welcome, you guys.
Welcome, you guys. We hope you enjoy everything at the clubhouse. And we also put up a post today asking for your input. So check that out when you get a chance.
We're going to be doing a raffle pretty soon.
We are. A different raffle.
You guys, yeah. Just wait.
Yeah, she got some surprises. So it's going to be, I'm already sending out some different items this month and for last month since November, last month and the month before since that didn't go out yet. Mm-hmm. So we're throwing in some extras. But for January's raffle winners and maybe a few more after that, she got some surprises. So
we're excited.
That'll be some never before seen items.
Brand new.
Yeah.
And we might do it on live.
Yeah.
As a team.
Yep.
So that will be fun.
I want to do a couple write-ins because I saw one.
From the Jocasta's?
No Jocasta shit.
I love saying that.
It's going to be my fucking word for everything. I kept forgetting what it was called.
Don't act like a Jocasta.
Don't.
Don't start your Jocasta shit.
Okay, this is from Bianca. Hi, lovely ladies. Longtime listener here. I wrote in around this time last year about my brother's unfortunate passing after he took his own life.
I remember.
Your response was so genuine and kind, so here is a late thank you. It was truly comforting during such a dark time. Anyway, today I would like your thoughts on drugs. LOL. My boyfriend's dad and sister gifted him some mushrooms for Christmas this year. It's that kind of family. He's 37 and has done them a handful of times over the years. The other night, he decided to take some. We sat on our couch while I witnessed his trip. It ranged from him talking crazy shit about feeling like he was all electricity and wires to later on crying while laying down with me and our two dogs because he was feeling surrounded by love so intensely. Bro, can you chill out?
The crying?
You're scaring the dogs, bro.
I would call his fucking mother immediately.
You come over here and you babysit him?
You get over here and Jocasta him, bitch, because I'm done. What the fuck?
All right, because he was surrounded by love so intensely. The next day, he said he felt like he was able to let go of a lot of the pressure he's been putting on himself and that it was like a mental reset of sorts. I've heard that a lot with people that do mushrooms.
Crying does that too.
Allowing him to feel what truly matters in his life, which isn't a bunch of shit or money or success, but our family and life together.
Aww.
He also said that he did have some crazy thoughts about dying, too. Part of me wants to try them, too, sometimes, but I feel really nervous. I used to smoke weed throughout my 20s, but now even one hit causes me to freak out, and I've been on SSRIs for anxiety for over 5 years now. This past year has been incredibly difficult, obviously, and sometimes I wonder if having that experience on mushrooms would help me make peace with a lot in my head. Then again, my boyfriend is a very level-headed person, and I don't know if I could handle the darker parts of a trip that might occur. I'm curious about both of your thoughts and experiences with this. Have either of you ever taken mushrooms, LSD, or similar? If so, how was your experience? If not, would you ever? Thank you, as always, for all that you do and the comfort. Don't do that.
My sinuses are fucked. The microphone. Sorry, I didn't even notice I was doing it. Shit.
If so, how was your experience? Sorry. If not, would you ever? Thank you, as always, for all that you do and the comfort you bring to so many. Wishing you all the best in the new year. Kiss, hug, Bianca.
Aw, I love you.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
I mentioned that. Don't do that.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Because like a week ago, I think Mark offered me some. And I was like, you know what? We have some that somebody gave us like a while ago.
And candy?
And maybe. I don't know. It's in a packet, a sealed package.
You've been hiding it from me?
You knew I had it. And so we've
been boofing it.
We talked multiple times about maybe doing it on Patreon,
yeah,
in a safe, controlled, supervised environment. And yeah, I wanted to do that. I wanted to plan to do that. I forgot. I think we even talked about doing it on New Year's. That didn't happen. You were fucked up anyway.
Yeah. So when you do mushrooms, my experience, I had a great experience when I did it. That's because I was in my own apartment with people I trusted. Mm-hmm. You need to be somewhere very comfortable. You need to be with people who you trust 1000% implicitly, like with your life, right? No one who's going to flip out on you fucking or even get mad at you.
Get annoyed. Fucking, none of that. Yeah.
Because it's such a thin line between a good and a bad trip. Like, I mean, crazy thin line. I say it's always, you know, when you have really bad anxiety.
You got to start out in a good place, too. People have always told me, don't go in like with an attitude. Don't go in anxious. You have to be in a good, positive space to do it.
Yep.
Save it for a good day.
And I suggest if you have really bad anxiety, I would suggest microdosing first.
Microdosing is great.
That's what I
have
I would
some
suggest.
Capsules. I'm also interested in getting some more. I like took them when I got them. I took one.
I remember.
Music sounded hella better to me.
You were just in such a good mood. You weren't
like
tripping out.
I was so fucking pleasant. The only reason I knew that something was different was because everything was so much more positive than it would normally be. Music sounded hella better to me. Colors looked better to me.
Oh man, Shrek's the most beautiful movie on mushrooms.
It was shit like that with microdosing. So yeah. I would love to do that again. It made me just really pleasant and happy.
I would love to microdose for sure. But I would say start with microdosing.
Do you have an experience that you'd like to share?
With microdosing?
With a regular trip.
Just, I watched Shrek and there were these beautiful prisms shooting out of the TV. It was like the most beautiful fucking thing I'd ever watched.
Wow.
And then we put on Anchorman and that was okay. But there's a part in Anchorman where it goes from being a movie to like little green alien cartoons.
And really? In the movie or in your brain?
In the movie. In the movie. And okay. I'll never forget looking over at fucking Steph, right? Because she had done some too. And when the cartoon part came on, I can see it so clearly in my head. She went like this. Bitch, like, got way too juicy. There was cartoons on the TV. And I just remember I fell out, like, laughing felt so good. Like, it just felt.
Oh,
my God. It just felt so good. And we just laughed the whole time. And when I wasn't laughing, I was staring at my textured wall. Making all these fucking cool shapes.
That sounds almost LSD-like.
And then when I would really pay attention, I could make it, you know, I could turn it off. I could make it stop.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you have some kind of control with it.
You do.
That's cool.
You do. And I, let me see, I ate that time, I probably ate maybe a large cap and two small caps.
No stems?
I didn't eat a stem. Maybe half of one. But I didn't eat a whole shitload.
Okay.
Because I was scared. You know? I was worried about doing it. So I did it slow. I ate one cap, waited a little bit, probably like 30 minutes, ate another one.
Yeah.
And then it was like perfect. I will say, when my friend got off work, I ate some more with her. And then it was time to go to bed a couple hours later, but I was still tripping balls.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking made her fucking hold my hand to fall asleep because
it was getting scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started getting scared. I wonder if she remembers that.
You should ask.
Do you remember me making you hold my hand?
I feel you, though.
Because when you close your eyes, it's
you
like.
You see shit.
Yes. Yeah. So don't do it before bed at all.
And do it slowly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And give it time. Like, don't add more on. When I do drugs, I overdo drugs. I don't do them the way you're supposed to. Uh-uh. And that goes for all drugs that I've done. I have an overdose story about every drug I've done. And so.
Literally.
An
ambulance ride for every fucking substance.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe not acid. I didn't overdose on acid, but I had a horrible fucking trip.
You're the reason horrible, I've never, ever done horrible, acid.
Horrible, horrible acid trip to where I was begging to go to the hospital and my sister Candy would not take me. And so she was trying to
pull bugs off her face.
Oh, my God. Screaming in public. I was in public. I was in front of a mirror. Like, there was too many things that contributed to a bad trip going on.
You
that
probably
just shouldn't
have went in public.
Oh my God. It was the worst shit ever. It would not stop. It went on for like 13 hours. If I closed my eyes, I would see Fantasia, the neon animals from Fantasia. When I would close my eyes, when I would look down, it would look like stairs. So I was falling. When I would look up, it looked like water. So I was like about to fall backwards. It was like the most.
There was no
fucked up
respite from it.
There was no break whatsoever. It was exhausting and it went on forever. And then I would see trails days after. I would still see trails. Like, it went on forever. And I only did maybe half a dose. It was scary. And I know people that have done a lot of acid and ended up with drug-induced schizophrenia from it.
Yep.
And they're gone. They're not the same person. It's scary. It's really fucking scary. So you have to be in a safe, controlled environment. Someone that's
acid. So I think mushrooms are way gentler than.
Well, not really. It depends acid. How much you take, because then
if you do it how I did it, it's fucking softer.
Well, you're not taking a lot. That's why I say you have to have somebody watching you so that you don't take a lot. You know, they monitor you. So my mushroom experience, I got a bag of mushrooms. I got an ounce of mushrooms from a trick. My girl at the time we didn't really have shit to do that night. So we were at someone else's fucking house that wasn't even a safe environment, come to find out. And we were like, they did mushrooms hella times. In my head, I'm thinking, that's a good person to be around. Like, let's fuck it. Let's do it. We were hella drinking. We were already drunk.
Don't be on anything else when you do it. Yeah. That's the other thing.
That's a bad thing to do. So we were already fucking drunk when we got there. I was like, oh, guess what? I have these fucking mushrooms I forgot about. I pulled him out.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want to do any. So me and her were like, fuck it, we'll do it. I don't know why people let me just do things. And like,
because they're scared of
you. I said I had never done it before. This is my first time.
But you're like, I know everything.
I split it in half. Oh, my God. So it was like
two. How much was it? An eighth?
An ounce. So it was split in half. And I remember we both had like two little salads, basically.
It tastes and really good. I like the flavor of it.
It's fucking disgusting.
It tastes like burnt seeds.
Stems are fucking gross. Yeah, I didn't and know it stem. Was it was disgusting as fuck. And
you fucking dry sucked it all down.
We ate it. We each ate half an ounce. You're and so insane. I was like, okay, let's wait for it to kick in. Let's see. We're still drinking. It's weird.
Oh, my God.
We go into, like, this front living room that he has where nobody was, and it was, like, dark. God. And I was like, there was no TV or anything in there. And I was like, let's go sit over here. It seems chill. Your first
time you ate that much.
So she's, like, on the couch, and I walk over, and shit starts looking like Pac-Man. I'm seeing, like, the lines, the dashes, and I'm seeing, like tunnels and shit, like weird. It looked like Pac-Man. And so everything started getting digital and it looked like a video game. And I looked at her and she said, I just looked at her and tipped over completely and fainted. So
that's terrifying.
I don't remember.
You ruined her trip as well, bitch.
So all I remember is screaming, her trying to get me up. He runs out into the middle of the street to show paramedics where we are and wave them over. And I'm like hearing screaming, but I can't like come out of it. So I can't wake up. So they're like picking me up, pulling me. All of a sudden I feel cold and I'm outside. It's like winter time. And they put me in this ambulance and I'm like coming in and out and I don't really know what's going on. The paramedics robbed me. They went in my fucking purse. I had hella cash in my purse. And they took a lot of it.
That's so and fucked.
Me and her ended up in the ER. It was a fucking nightmare. It was a nightmare. And then
so how did they treat you for that?
They kept me on a gurney in a room. And they were like, I don't know what they gave me.
IV fluids probably?
I think they gave me fluids and Compazine.
They were probably, and yeah.
And they were basically kind of like, you just got to ride it out type shit.
Yeah, they probably gave you fluids to help hydrate you.
Flush yep. some shit. Yep. So I was in there, and I remember at one point waking up, my sister Candy was there with my niece, and she was so fucking mad.
She's like, again?
And she was shaking her head, and I was crying. No, my niece wasn't there. I was crying laughing, could not stop laughing, which was making her more mad. And I was like, where is so-and-so? I'm calling my niece's name.
You're like, now this is
laughing,
fun.
Cannot stop laughing, like screaming laughing. She is so fucking mad, which was making me laugh more. I was like, where is she? Where is she at? Like, go get her. Where is she at? She's like a kid at the time.
She's telling the doctor, she's send
like
her to jail.
In middle school, basically. My niece is like in middle school at the time.
Oh, my God.
She is so fucking mad at me and shaking her head. And I'm just like, just make sure you get my purse and shit. I don't even know how long we were there. I had to ride it out until they finally were like, okay, she's okay to leave. And then I went home and like slept it off. And that was in 2012.
That's a nightmare. I can't believe you ate that much.
It was a nightmare. And I didn't I was drunk, so I don't think a sober me would have fucking been like, let's make salads.
So let's analyze this situation. Number one, do not do it drunk.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
Don't even be high on weed when you do it.
Yeah.
Don't split an ounce with one other person.
Don't.
That's a crazy amount.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know no better. And right. The fucking dumb fuck whose house we were at.
I can't believe they let you do that.
Didn't like monitor.
Scream no. I would have screamed no.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So what happened, I found out later, the police also showed up. They ended up running up in his house. They took his stash of weed, which I ended up giving him money for because I felt guilty. I shouldn't have gave him in hindsight. But they ran through his house. They were like, what the fuck happened to her? Like, why is she?
You raped her?
You raped her? What happened?
You raped her.
And you're in here smoking weed.
Her. Give us your weed.
They're like trying to explain. It was a fucked up situation. The police ran through his house and like a bunch of shit. So like we were not good for a minute. But fuck him. Anyway, I don't give a fuck about him. But the fact you accepted my money for your bullshit weed that you probably didn't even fucking pay for.
Because you didn't even tell me, hey, don't eat that much fucking mushroom salad.
And you knew
salad.
It was my first time, stupid bitch.
Oh, yeah, no.
Whatever. So, yeah.
Don't that be was, around people like that.
That was in 2012, maybe 13, and I never even considered doing it again since. But
your incessant laughing at the end is how I felt my whole trip.
It was like I could not stop laughing. So like I wanted to because I knew how mad she was, but I could not. I was laughing in her. Like the way that we were laughing in your grandma's face when she was. It was that.
Yes.
But like times a thousand. I could not stop laughing.
That's how I
in a
felt.
Hospital bed in a gown.
You probably robbed. Looked insane.
I probably had eyeliner all over my face.
Looking like Courtney hair, Love, bitch. Wherever.
Yeah. Could not stop laughing. Get her the fuck out of here.
Oh,
drug
my.
Her. They should have fucking Benadryl'd me or something.
Oh my God. It's so funny. But that's how I felt my entire trip, that type of laughter. By eating it the way that I did.
A small amount of that would have been fun.
Yeah. By eating it the way that I did, the way that I even knew it had started working is immediately colors just got more vivid. And then I had carpet. And the carpet started.
Got dimension.
It started moving.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And it was like 110 degrees, dude. And it was when I lived in the apartments you lived in at one point. And it was just me and Guillermo. And one of his friends sold them. And we didn't know. He had his friend had this habit of hiding his shit random places. And we were digging in my pantry and found a huge bag of mushrooms.
Oh.
And it was my day off. And he was like, Cree, look, there's mushrooms. Want to do mushrooms? And I was like, okay. And then Steph came home from work and was cracking up. And she did some more with me. And that's when I did more at that time. And I shouldn't have done more. I should have just let my high die.
Yeah.
I did smoke weed, like, probably five hours into it.
Yeah.
I don't recommend doing that either. I just don't recommend mixing substances.
Yeah, just do that by itself, period.
Do it slowly. Do it with people you feel safe. Safe is like the most important thing, I would say.
But I know a lot of people that swear by it. It's such a positive experience for so many people. People have talked about having an ego death and just coming out of it being a amazing better person they felt. But also I see bad examples where people are lost and like, you know, mostly with LSD, but like
I won't do LSD.
You know, psychedelics scare me because of shit like that. So it's like,
so
someone that already has fucked up brain chemistry, I don't want to make it worse. I don't want to come out of it worse. And that's, I feel like that's a possibility you don't know until you do it.
Yep. When we were little girls, when I first met you and you telling me about your acid trip is the reason I never did acid.
I think I was like 14 or 15.
You had done it like right before we met.
Fucking terrifying.
And that's the reason I never did it. A reason I've never done ecstasy is because
ecstasy is great. Huge advocate. If you get some pure MDMA, if you get like it's not methy and it's not fucking cut and fentanyl and fucking, if it's safe and like amazing.
So my dad's conservator back in the day, I was like 14. It was probably right before I met you. He had a conservator named Ben Berger. Rest in peace, Ben. But Ben Berger had another client that he was conservator of. And that client had a 17-year-old daughter. And she had went out and done ecstasy and wound up on life support because it was cut with bad stuff.
That's the dangerous part.
And
it's so fucking hard to get that people will cut it and try to stretch what they have as long as they can because it's in such high demand.
Yeah. And it wasn't just him telling me that story that made me like, I'm never doing it. I was sitting in Ben Berger's office with my grandma. My dad was getting ready to get out of prison again. And the girl's dad had called him. And so we had to sit there while he finished the phone call. And I just remember I could hear the guy crying on the other end. And then when Ben hung up the phone, he told us. And I was like, I'm never doing that. And I haven't tried. I'm too scared to try it.
It's so good. It's so good. Like,
Mark was in love ecstasy, with it for years.
I would take like vitamins like for a year straight or something. I did them like every fucking day. Force. It was like my power. And I probably have hella brain damage from it. I always say like my brain is probably Swiss cheese from that period. But like Molly by itself is so good that like, you know, and ecstasy is supposed to be like partially Molly, but like, and a cocktail of other things. Yeah. And you know when it's methy because you're grinding your teeth, your jaw is hella stiff. You can't fucking go to sleep. Like, you feel like it's fucked up. You know when it's methy. But if you can find Molly, like MDMA, I've never had a bad experience on Molly.
What does it make you feel like?
Very relaxed, fuzzy, I would describe it. Like, touch is really good. Even I just touching my put something
lotion on each other.
Touch feels really good. Even if you're just like touching fabric or something, it doesn't have to be like
it you wasn't know, even sexual. They just kept rubbing lotion on themselves.
Like touch is really like
stimulating
and really nice, and you're just like pleasant. And I kind of turn into Hulk. When I would do Molly, like, I found myself getting in a lot. It didn't make me aggressive. It's weird, but I would just like fight hella good on it. And I was like,
she's like, this is my spinach, Popeye. There's a story.
There's a story years ago of me like throwing this girl with a camera off a stage at a show, like physically throwing her off.
Picking her up.
That was a Molly day. I was at a little
wrestler.
Yeah, I was at a little B show. I beat up like three girls at that show. That was a Molly day. Like, it was, it's really weird.
Gives a whole new fucking definition to a Molly whopping.
It turns me into a professional wrestler, and it's really fucking strange. But
that's hella funny. You're not doing that.
If you just relax and do it, and
no more.
And you're not in a situation where you have to get physical with someone, it's really nice. It's really pleasant. You don't feel like shit the next day. There's no come down.
Like ecstasy.
Like cocaine. There's no come down the next day. There's no, it's nice. It's really fucking nice. Yeah. I used to get it, and I was able to help other people get it years ago. And like, it got so strict with people bringing it in, and people were facing so much time. It was coming from Australia.
Oh.
And basically the connect where it was coming from, they were like, it's just not worth the risk to us anymore. And so they cut off like our supply. And then like, and I don't trust people enough to just experiment or try it,
especially
or, you know,
not nowadays.
It's not worth the risk, like you'll die. So them days ended a long years and years
you
ago.
You used to be able to like try drugs, you used
and
to be
trust
able to
people to get you safe drugs,
but you like, never worried about fucking fentanyl or dying unless you did too much of something. It was never because, you know, it was fucking
tainted.
Like fentanyl, we didn't worry about that.
Yeah, it wasn't around. It wasn't around back then. But
really ruined it for a lot.
If you can, I mean, I know there are some OG hippies that still have MDMA. There are some fucking, they have DMT. They have, you know,
ayahuasca, camps and all type of
if
shit.
If you, not a camp, but if you
but like I forget what it's called, but it's like a retreat where you
those,
go there.
And yeah, those are like out of the country.
I read about, there was one in Florida for a while with a shaman. I forget, but fucking,
don't trust a white shaman.
Let's
start there.
Yes,
don't trust
please,
a white shaman.
Please,
at
don't.
All. But also just, you know, if you find some trustworthy person, just be sure that you're really careful with whatever you do experiment with.
Yeah, the white shaman shit is like fucking cosplaying. It's very
it's a flag.
Yeah, I think in the one of the stories I was reading about, there was a white shaman and they were leading a group of people on a DMT trip. It was ayahuasca, sorry.
Yeah.
And someone ended up dying.
Yeah.
Because
there's
of
a
it.
Lot of cases of shit like that.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be like a supervised situation.
Yeah.
But no.
It's supposed to be like
don't fuck
guided.
With that.
No, DMT was when the neighbor Doug said he did DMT, and Doug the drug did DMT and said it was the most amazing 5 minutes of his life, and it made him so horny.
Horny? I've never heard of someone getting horny on fucking DMT. Like, it's always like, it's supposed to feel like the few seconds or whatever when you're first born. It's supposed to mimic that same, it's the right. same chemical when you're first born and when you die.
Right.
And so you're basically introducing that chemical.
It's supposed to be like a life changing.
Yes, yes.
Not a horny porn. Not
my dick is hard. No, it's Leave not it to supposed Doug. To be that. That's meth.
That's, Leave it to Doug.
100% meth.
God, that was the first thing out of his mouth. He was like, it was the most amazing 5 minutes of my life, and it made me so horny.
Why do you want to fuck during this moment of fucking
rebirth?
You're seeing, like,
leave it to Doug, bro.
There's no.
Yeah. No. Good old Doug. We have an appointment.
We do. We love you. Leave in the comments what you can about your experiences. Use code words, code language.
Yeah, I'd love don't to get read it flagged. About it.
Yeah. And we love you. And send us some write-ins.
Join Clubhouse if you can.
Yeah.
And share us, rate, subscribe, all the fun stuff. And be safe, especially on your drug trips.
Yes.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Thank you.